you so much. It was really fun. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about Bob. I really enjoyed it.
But in today's modern world, it's all tied up with the bureaucratic tangle of regulatory structure, making it impossible to put up a taco stand without trespassing on somebody's copyright or legal liability. What is going to cut through all the red tape? What Alexandrian sword will cleave the Gordian tangle caused by busybodies, goo-goos, and...
No.
That was Alexander's solution. Subgenesis 72, solution. Humans 16.
That was the score last night, but when you take a look again at what happened, there have been a lot of discrepancies in the film and the footage. You know, number one here, and the first thing, it was a bad call as J.R. Bob Dobbs emerged from the bushes and ripped one of the very, very hapless and like the first time submitters to the cause. Tore his head neatly off his shoulders and then ate the neck juice. So,
hey, but that was, you said that was J.R. Bob Dobbs. J.R. Bob Dobbs.
J.R. B. Bob.
J.R. Bob Dobbs. Hey. I never heard one. Now that.
Where was that?
He's going a little bit far with that one.
That one is implied by the Church of the Subjaner, as you'll think about it for a moment. Because according to the doctrine of the Church of the Subjaner, everyone is a member, and that would include Bob Dobbs. He would be Sergeant Janer Dobbs.
Even members of the Church of Don?
Yes. The only one who can't be a member of the Church of the Subjaner is, of course, Janer.
The Church of Young...
According to the rules created by Nenzo,
right.
Ascended Nen Master, or as some call him, Sergeant Janer Nenzo.
Assassinated Nen Master Nenslow.
All members of the Church of the Subjaner are allowed to address each other as Sarge. Sarge. And take the name Sergeant Janer, followed by your actual name.
Forecasters say the worst is yet to come. That's good news.
Bleep it out.
Weep. Weep and bleep. That's the cry of the unused radio man.
Bleep that ye may not weep.
4 minutes until we have to shut up.
Go to begin in 4 minutes.
High speed duplicator.
Yes, 4 minutes.
That's when that's when everybody gets really, really funny.
The store will be closed in 30 minutes.
But now it's importing, but it didn't get...
It didn't get magically onto the show. That's what happened. Somehow the magic thing didn't happen.
The magic thing...
Just press the button, and then the magic thing doesn't happen, and it makes you go crazy in the magic world. And then you get points, and you have knockdown doors, and apparently you have to take crowbars, and open up safes, and you hear Hal's voice saying, "Welcome to level 17," and then the computer kills you, and then you come back.
He didn't
live
say it like that.
The doors that you busted down points.
No, he didn't really say it like
that. I can't really do Dr. Hal.
Yes, my dear son. Sometimes the magic works.
It's more like
sometimes
this.
Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes. It's like this.
That's what he sounds?
Yeah, that's the way he sounds in that one game.
Okay, let's sample that, and then we can make $1 billion doing
a billion
fruit or something.
A trillion.
A trillion. Okay, a trillion. Well,
what's
bucks?
A billion or a trillion?
Rich
we don't even
Corinthian
care.
Leather.
We don't even care what the amount is as long as it's just a lot more than anybody else.
Right.
A lot more, a little more.
And if we can't stand on the backs of the little people on the way up to
but
show
they feel
how great
so
we are,
squishy and
what's
comfortable
the point?
Under your feet. Oh, well, that's
standing on the backs of those little people.
Yes, well,
so
I am.
Tough to do sometimes.
You know, some
those
people pay to have their backs walked on.
Those
you know,
spiky stomping boots we have to wear are so heavy,
that
it makes it difficult to walk up on top of the backs.
Well, you know, you act like I had anything to do with that setup. It wasn't my fault.
Wasn't you the idea for the weighted boots?
No, not at all. I had some, and
you guys
so it was
had
convenient
the
when
day.
They did insist that we walk
so
on their backs
the
with
day.
Weighted boots and so on. With
those watching Channel X can see the little faces. And
you just thought you were accommodating the
Unusual request.
The commandant gave me the order, and I complied with the order. And, of course, we now can look back and say, well, this is maybe something you shouldn't have done in the name of decency, in the name of humanity, and all that sort of thing. But I just say, if you weren't there, don't presume to judge those of us who survived another X-Day.
I thought that was, I thought what you had done was like had a now, a before and after, which would have been so poignant and yet so tragic.
Yeah.
So tragically poignant.
I wasn't near that part of Texas, was I? I don't even know. This is
no, not
far,
really. Yeah. You weren't.
Okay, man. Okay, it's all right.
Oh, that was the guy that ultimately.
Ultimate Slack.
Said something about that, huh?
So, yeah, I found Ultimate Slack. I don't remember if he. I know he can kill you, but. I love.
I thought it was great when just,
when he just gets so bored with our galaxy.
That's more important. That's too bad.
As embarrassing as that is, so
why do they do that?
Gee,
they just don't know.
Yeah,
that's what it is. They just don't know.
Well, they had certain emoluments.
They just
that
they
might
just
have had something
know.
To do with
just
it.
Like an X Day, you know.
Yeah,
loads of fun.
I missed those. That was there,
those
you know,
are just
some of the. I'm gonna get rid of the pinkness here.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's hurting on my brain. It's hard for the people around you. I mean, I think it's immensely hard for the person, but I think it's harder for the people around them.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's a big adjustment to everyone in your social life.
You bet. Yeah, and it's funny how it impacts people because yeah, that discussion was great.
Oh, he's great too.
Yeah. The old days.
Terrible.
Because I have to go back because I want to take a picture of it so I can use it in, you know, back screen and green screen.
Definitely.
Went crazy and had to actually, well, kill a few people, you know, because I remember the war. I know, I'm doing a show. But I don't remember what happened. Be careful.
And I can also remember, like, thinking that it wasn't any big deal.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm not sure about that.
No. I am. I have
no,
there
no
he
caller.
Be.
There's many little callers, and there's another one behind
many
him.
Are called, but few are chosen.
Some people are just shy, or they send us mental waves. I'm going to clean up their mental kitchen right now. Where's that? Where
these
is that
vibes
tape? I could play that one tape.
Oh,
if I
man.
Could find it.
We could just find that one tape from that one guy that we had that
well,
one time.
Well, we're going to break a lot of records in the studio.
We can get that tape back.
Yeah.
We can probably save this show. I bet you we can salvage the heck out of this show.
My God, thousands of dollars worth of vandalism.
We can take this show. Now we can take the show pieces and sell them on eBay and get a lot more than what the show's worth by itself.
Yeah, call 848-4425 to call
Mr.
the show.
Mr. Bellman, did you win that?
I won everything.
Did you win that trip to the winner's circle?
Be careful, you're having a heart episode.
Oh, okay. Which episode is this?
Is this the event? Is this the event?
I won simply being friends with all these people, yeah, in that sense.
Did you have to sacrifice those people to...
Yeah, I did.
...to turn the machine on?
Another mother for peace.
Put my arm off, man.
You should really think about a new kind of switch mechanism.
Saw your arm off, man.
Really? I have
to? It shouldn't cost a person's life just to turn the machine off.
Okay, caller, we really do love you, and we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
And,
why don't you stop
and we
talking?
Want you to continue.
Just
so
because we're talking over
up.
You doesn't mean we don't want you
step
to talk.
Step up to the rectifier.
Step up to the rectifier.
Absolute silence. Oh, there it goes.
See, that's why we talk over
no,
you.
That's
because
too close.
We
oh,
talk over you because we can never predict you. When we give you the opening, then there's dead air. So we hate, that's
air,
what we
air.
Hate on this show is dead,
dead air.
Air. We'd rather have three people talking at once about five different things than have 1 second of dead air. It's just so that. Wasteful.
Everybody calling
all
the show.
All that air out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, go ahead. Send the callers in there.
Well, some are able to follow multiple scenarios.
I'm sorry, little girl. You'll be able to call the show someday. Call 848-4425 out in that wet field you're standing in.
In Wetfield, Wisconsin.
And on the Wednesday the 13th, there's a sleepover on the Pampanito. And I'll be there in my little assigned bunk with Bishop Joey. And we'll be sleeping under sub, talking about subs, talking about Hitler's lost sub.
You'll be talking about
it. I was just thinking about all that snoring that I'll probably be hearing. Old guys farting and
beautiful snorewood.
Snoring and farting. You'll be in between them.
Like some kind of screen door in a submarine live joke.
You know what you should do? You should bring, like, a recording of snoring and farting.
You betcha.
And be able to turn it up really loud, you know. When
with reverb.
With reverb. I've got this farting boombox that's, like, electronically activated by remote control, so you can stick it in the back pocket of
that would be sabotaging the whole Pampanito sleepover.
That would be so funny.
Considered an act of
so funny. So if the real thing doesn't show up, you can make sure nobody goes away disappointed, assuming that they didn't properly prepare for that occasion. And
everybody just kind of runs away.
Yeah.
You have this thing that broadcasts the sound effect concealed on your persons. So you're in there, everybody's sleeping in this metal tube, and all of a sudden at full volume.
Oh.
It would be funny to have a well-made CD that plays, so it's just one little, then 10 minutes later another one, then 18 minutes later another one. But by the end of this hour, it's a cacophony of
yeah, it gets progressively closer together.
Yeah.
You know, they're waiting for the next one, and it's
that
half as long
with
as
the real
it was
effect
before, since the previous
one. It would be
one.
Something unworthy of being discussed on KPFA.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, you know.
That's not.
All
KPFA is so far above this type of discussion. I can't believe we've chosen to go there.
Well,
and it's
again,
not even
like
the latter part of the last
if
hour.
If you will please help KPFA in this very difficult, difficult, difficult financial time, you can send a $1,000 check and say, please, if you just get those guys off the air, I'll give you this $1,000.
Yeah, you could send $1,000 to your favorite show. Or to any show in the daytime, but just tell them it's for our show.
Yeah, of course.
Call and donate to every show.
Here's $10 for your trouble.
This is
give
for the
this other $12,000 show.
And you can say, you know, we love those guys. We really want to come on the show and like service them somehow. Bring them food
and
oil service job for their cars. We want to fix their automobile issues.
And
we want to take care of any
autonomic
of their insurance
issues.
Needs. All those things. But, you know, that's just the kind of thing that here on the show.
Callers
and listeners and people like that.
A lot more money
people
than you would have been getting.
That
from.
Ilk.
Right. Oh, a lot more money. A lot more money.
Because they will pay me for not destroying the world.
Really? And they'll call those other shows and
they'll
pay a lot of money.
My new job is to not
destroy the world. Yeah.
Planet you guys live on.
So you will think about it. You're at 100% at this point. You're really achieving your goals.
Man, amazing. Who would
you're
would
really
know?
Achieving your goal.
We are not.
That's what I like, is set a goal and make it. You know?
Yeah. Don't destroy the world.
And you've illustrated that your ability to keep you're hitting your goals, caller.
So, you know, you could be rehired in that job constantly every few minutes.
Like I saved the universe one time.
Really? That one time?
Well, several times.
Well, yeah.
And proof of it is because it's still here. See?
That's that one time we're talking about.
I didn't even tell anybody about it because it was so mundane to me.
Nobody remembers.
It was just a little thing for me. I didn't have to bend over to get it done. It was just something I could do that while I was fishing for my change. I was going
to
leave for a tip
compliments
in that cup at Starbucks.
To
you know, the cup there for the little starving children in Dobstown.
Oh, the poor kids.
No starving.
Won't anyone think
Dobbsian
of the children?
There's
progeny.
So many shows to do, so many Dobbsians to
people
do.
People had so many children there in those
they
times.
They didn't know what to do.
But they do know what to do. They listen to KPFA 94.1. KPFB,
hey, there it is. That's the tone, the 4
this
o'clock tone.
This is a
tone,
test of the emergency freakout system. If
there
this
is.
Had been a real emergency,
we
this
don't know how long it's going to last.
And of any information being available on the radio.
Keep listening during this tone because this is important.
I don't know where that tone is
if this had been an actual
emergency, you would now be frying radioactive ash.
There you go. Good job.
Good job.
Good job. You fooled us. You really
made the bad thing happen.
I fooled
you. Really
you
really fooled us.
Now we have to identify what headache hurts that is.
How does America handle a headache?
The KPFA 94.1, KPFA 89.3, KFCF 89.1, online
KPFA.org. On the radio. Mm-hmm.
And please help this station, this amazing station that started in 1947 and by a guy who thought maybe there's a better way to do it than war.
There is a better way.
War.
It just depends on how you define better.
And the war scenes are so heart-wrenching for.
Yes, that's the point. Not to die for your country.
To make the other guy do his
show
for his country.
As many of the other ones do his job for his country.
Hmm. Well,
die.
In principle, it's a beautiful fear him.
But it was fun. See, and then the music runs out, and they just kind of sit here.
Uh-huh. So,